Welcome to Leaders and Learners. My name is Tanya McKenzie, and you can find me at the intersection of public relations and leadership. Join us as we talk to organizational leaders, elected officials, experts, authors, artists, and personalities, sharing their stories, talking about how they got to where they are and how they continue to learn and lead the way. So without further ado, let's get into it. Greetings, good people. Welcome to another edition of Leaders and Learners, where we all know that the best leaders are lifetime learners. Today, you'll learn a little bit about adaptability in life. You will learn about persistence, resilience, and how to overcome all of the obstacles that are thrown your way in this life. I'm going to introduce you to someone. We call him Big Country, and he has a story to tell you. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me on. This is a really great honor. You kind of summed everything up right there on everything that I've basically had to have learned over the last number of years. In my dream job in the Army, I was going to get my guys some lunch and hit black ice and ran off a 150-foot ravine and crushed both my legs. Right at the 10-year mark, just got through re-enlisting, was getting ready to go to a lot of amazing schools and actually go be able to teach young troops as they were coming into the Army. And dream job was took. First things, going through my mind is, what am I going to do with my kids? What am I going to do with my family? How am I going to live? So used to doing things with two legs, swimming, running, jungle dealing with the kids. I basically had to learn how to live all over again. I was confined to a wheelchair. I had doctors tell me that I would never walk again. And I go through 5-6 years of deep depression, PTSD from the military, and looked at my shadow box. And I was like, that's who I am, that I've let myself get this bad. And I played pinball with the walls in my house. I taught myself how to walk again. And got back into the gym, which I love fitness while I was in the military. So I got back to what I was good at and got into adaptive sports. Now I am walking all over the place. I got my Paralympic license in shot put, disc, powerlifting. I play pro wheelchair basketball for the Rolling Hornets. And I'm helping other people with all kinds of disabilities, whether it be a physical impairment or mental impairment, be able to help them see that it doesn't matter what life throws at you. As long as you believe in yourself and you're willing to put in the work, you can make anything happen. And that's what I hope my story tells everybody, not just in America, but around the world.
How did you wind up going to the military?
That was literally my dream job. That's all we did. Being young, just playing Army in the woods. Plus, both my grandfathers were military. One's retired Navy and one's in the Army. And actually, while I was at Fort Riley, I did my genealogy. My family's been in every conflict that America's been in. So I can say that's pretty much in my DNA to make sure I was in the military.
I can definitely appreciate that. How did you decide which branch of the military you were going on? I know a lot of people struggle with that. Even if they have the desire to go into the military, they don't know which branch. Like, which branch is right for me? Which branch was right for you? And how did you make that decision?
Well, I'm 6'6". I'm not a little guy. So I wasn't going to go cram myself on a ship in a little bitty bed with, three other people on top of me. It just fit right. During my freshman year of high school, I did Army ROTC. I progressed very far in that. I actually got a leadership medal from the governor of South Carolina. So that just hit me, being able to go at that so hard. Ended up being the first junior in my school that had the rank of command sergeant major. That's normally a senior's position. So that kind of led it right there.
So talk to me about about the moment that you endured and what exactly happened. What caused you to lose your leg?
So I was going to get my guys some lunch. We've been working some pretty long days. And I was on trooper drive going down to the commissary to go get some food. And I hit black ice and ran off a 150-foot ravine. My car hit face first into the ground into a tree simultaneously. I pinned my knees against the dash, and the engine just pretty much destroyed my legs.
Do you relive that often still?
I am grateful to not have one memory of it. I'm blessed for that. I've had dreams to where I've had a split second memory. But I don't recall the wreck. I don't remember having the wreck. Part of my TBI comes from that, along with other things in the military. So, plus, you know, the body, if the body's in enough pain, the body will black out. So that way you don't endure that pain. So I'm glad mine did.
I can appreciate that. Listen, you woke up in the hospital, I'm guessing, not really understanding what had happened. What were those moments like for you?
The first time I woke up, I was in ICU. My leg was already gone. I had nerve blocks going in each side of me. My dad, my mom, my stepmom, my best friend from the military were already sitting behind me. That right there within itself, I still was kind of dazed and confused of what was happening until they took the blocks out and actually moved me into a regular room. I was devastated. Couldn't stop crying. All I could think about was my kids. They're my push in life. You know, I don't want them to see dad fail. So it was thinking of what am I going to do with them? You know, how are we going to go camping? How are we going to go fishing? How are we going to go play basketball? You know, how are we going to go to Carowinds? You know, it was scary. I didn't know where my life was getting ready to go.
I appreciate you sharing that. I love, though, that you woke up with loved ones around you. They are a part of your legacy. So how did they help you get through, you know, the first part of your recovery?
The first part of my recovery, honestly, wasn't that great. I was in a hospital for an entire year. I was sent down to the Audie Murphy VA hospital, which I think that was about the only part of my recovery that was actually decent. The therapists there were absolutely amazing. They got me out of the hospital, took me to the mall, let me do a little bit of shopping and stuff like that to have some normalization in my life. Afterwards of getting out, it was my kids and my best friend at home that kept me on the up and up. I was actually dependent on them for a period of time. I couldn't do any shopping. I was, like I said, I was wheelchair bound. I pretty much stayed in my room and was trying to figure things out. But my son and my daughter, they just told me, you know, it's going to be okay. Keep pushing. You're going to find your way. And eventually I did. And just remembering the days from the military is what pretty much jogged my head and said, hey, man, we got to get back up and get back on our feet.
I love hearing that your legacy starts with your family and has started with how you process the people that you actually brought in this world. Now, let's get into your recovery. I know that you did not take this well at first, right? You dealt with your depression and all the things that come along with that. But also, talk to me about what got you moving past the depression and the sadness and the PTSD.
You know, PTSD is something that, in my opinion, every veteran will continue to face the rest of our lives. You know, stuff that was a traumatized event that was instilled into our brain. But honestly, it was September of 2020, in the middle of the pandemic. You know, I was actually sitting on the couch behind me. Actually, right above my head is my shadow box. I looked at that and I'm like, you know, that's who I am. That's who I am inside. I'm the one that's sitting here not moving from the couch. I lock myself up inside the house. I'm not doing anything with anybody. I'm not getting outside and getting any sun like I should be. And I got really ticked off at myself. I'm not a quitter. I push, and I push hard. I want to set an example for my kids on how to live life, and I definitely was not living life at all. So I got up and I done something about it. I literally played pinball with the walls in the house. I go from the kitchen counter to the wall, from one wall to the next wall to make it to the bathroom, and then from the bathroom to my bedroom, until I could do it without touching the walls. Now, did I fall? Absolutely. Lots of times. But I was self-determined to get back up on my feet because that's where my family needs me. They don't need me sitting on a couch.
Where did you get that from? Is that from, you know, your dad, your mom? Where did that come from? Because I believe we all have some of that in us. Maybe we just don't know how to derive it. Like, where did you get it from?
My grandpa. Okay. Actually, both my grandfathers. Just watching them as a kid growing up, how they were the head of the family, you know, how they treated everybody, you know, you got your love and then you got your tough love, you know, and you listen to the little stories that your grandparents are telling you because they've been through some really, really hard times, and you mentor. You know, both my grandpas were in the military. You know, both of them worked hard. They come home and hug and kiss their wives first thing. You know, they're taking care of us, you know, driving us to school, taking us to work with them. You know, it was that show of how you're supposed to treat your family and how to be strong for your family because you're the backbone.
You know, there's something about your story that I think is important that we lean into, right? Life is not fair. We are not all equal. We all have things that make us different, that make our struggle and our story different, that we all have a privilege in something. So those of us that have health and that have our physical health and our mental health, some people really aren't mentally healthy, but we'll just leave that alone. There is a privilege to that that I don't think we all acknowledge. Instead, we lean more into the things we don't have. How have you come to a place where that isn't you?
You know, it's like the old saying, you don't know what you got till you ain't got it no more.
Amen.
And just being just being able to walk, I craved that for so long. I mean, the amount of ruck marches, how far I could run. I've been an athlete all my life. The moments with my children running around on the playground and being able to jump off a dock into a lake. We all take things for granted, and we don't think about it because we don't think something bad is going to happen to us. We're not prepared for that. You don't know what's going to happen to you tomorrow or the next day. You should really, really appreciate everything that you have. Me nowadays, having my breath, being able to see my kids grow, being able to watch my kids graduate high school. My youngest daughter's got college plans. You know, my older kids are striving. You know, I'm still an athlete. You know, I'm helping other people with disabilities get back to their feet and put a purpose back in their life. That's better than winning a gold medal, is seeing somebody smile. You know, that to me is everything. You know, and it's true. You don't know what you got until it's gone.
Amen. Listen, Big Country, and then I need you to tell me how you got that name. But I ran across this website and I was like, this guy is a beast. Like, you cannot look at these pictures and tell me, okay, that this is somebody that does not have the use of all his faculties and all of his limbs. Like, you cannot tell me that. So you have literally taken a tragedy and turned it into a triumph. You have your own website. There's people with all their limbs that ain't got their own website. I mean, come on. Let's get into this. What are you doing now with your life that is giving you the energy to not only keep up your physical health? You're running a business. You're raising kids. You're being a super dad. You're inspiring other military vets and other amazing Americans. Where are you getting all of this energy? And where is it for everybody else that clearly is still struggling, looking for motivation and support and all of the things that hold people back? Because looking at this website, sir, I don't see much holding you back. So where can other people get this from?
You know, I guess in my case, I came really, really close to death. And being overweight and having to have something to help me walk and not being able to live life really pushed me to the edge of, I'm not going to live like this anymore. I guess you could say that was kind of my rock bottom. You know, I'm not an addict or anything, but when it comes to not being able to do anything, I'm just like, nah, I'm going back to what I'm good at. Like I said before, I've been an athlete my entire life. So energy, I cleaned my life up. I got my diet back on plan. I'm in the gym 5-6 days a week. I'm throwing shot put, I'm throwing disc, playing basketball. My energy is on another level when I walk into the gym and see the people that say, man, I wasn't going to come today, but I'm sitting here looking at you, and now I feel like crap for saying that. I mean, just seeing the smiles on people's faces and, you know, listening to my wife and kids say how proud they are of me. You know, it's constant. My wife and my kids see the changes in me every single day. You know, it's you just really, really got to soul search yourself, and you got to really, really know what you're doing this for. You have to understand that if you're a parent, you got little ones that are literally looking up to you, that when you're not there no more, that's going to be your legacy. That's going to be a mirror reflection of you on how they treat their kids and their family after they're gone. You know, you just gotta dig down deep and find that power within you. I was that person at one time that said, I can't do that. I can't go out there. I can't go out to this restaurant. I can't walk up this road. Yes, you can. If you want it bad enough, you'll make it happen.
I love that. What are three words, 1, 2, 3 words that you would never want affiliated with you?
I can't do it. I don't like the words I can't. That's not me. Instead of can't, I'll find a way to make it happen. You know, that comes from the military training and stuff like that too. You know, you're pushed to the limits. You know, you're pushed physically and mentally. I've been up 3 days in a row there in military training. I've been in 150 degree heat and I've been in negative 12. It's all in the head. If you think that you can't do something, it's not going to happen. If you got that negative thought, it's not going to happen. It's all about being positive to yourself and being true to yourself.
Who are these beauties that are surrounding you?
That was a really, really cool moment. I was stationed in Virginia, Fort Lee. I was actually on my way home for a 4-day weekend to see my family, and I was stopping to get gas. And it's a game that they were playing with their church, and they had a list of things that they had to do to win the game. And one of them was take a picture with a hero. And they just all kind of swarmed up, was like, we need to get your picture. Please get our picture. So that way we can finish this. You know, it was really awesome. Their parents were so excited. The girls were really, really amazing. That was a proud, proud moment.
So that was a moment before the tragedy happened, but you have become a hero to so many, even after you have lost your limbs. How does that feel to you?
You know, I have a lot of people ask me, you know, what's my goals, you know, with my sports and stuff. And of course I tell people I want to make the 2028 Paralympics in LA. But honestly, being able to put a smile on somebody's face, that's my gold medal already. There's a guy that I've been working out with in a gym down the street. He's paralyzed. And he was in the gym working out. You know, he looked like he was happy, and I had sat down and had a conversation with him, helped him out with his workouts and stuff. Now he's playing for the Charlotte Rolling Hornets. He's playing wheelchair basketball now, actually going out and having fun again with his life. And his wife is right there with him, and she's having fun watching him smile and going up and down the court. That means the world. That positive reflection on somebody. And that's my everything right there.
Tell me about the person that loved you through your difficulties.
Tell me about her. My everything. If it wasn't for my disabilities, I would have never met my soulmate. I truly believe that.
Talk about that.
You know, we still laugh about it too, because she says that she stalked me for 3 months on TikTok before she even had the nerve to say something. And I remember the message. It was, "Hello, handsome. I just want to let you know that you are absolutely amazing, and don't let anybody tell you less." This is the exact words, verbatim. And I clicked on it, and I looked through her profile a little bit, and I was like, I'm going to say, hey, and it took off. I mean, it just, we didn't waste any time. She pushes me to be a better me. She loves me unconditionally. It's one person that I don't ever have to worry about anything bad happening. I know that she's going to be there. She's my heart. She's my world.
You know, there's something to be said about a positive attitude, a determined attitude, but also about love. Your love that you have for your family, your love that you have for the world in general, the greater population, wanting to see other people smile. For people that struggle with that, for people that seem to always find themselves in a negative mindset, what is your advice to them?
Number one, find out why you're feeling negative and why you're in that negative mindset. Are you around the right people? Are you around the wrong people? Is there something that some people could be upset about some things? You know, it's really easy to be a good human. It takes a lot of effort to be really mean and put people down. 9 times out of 10, that person's not happy with themselves. They're not happy with the situation that they're living in. They're not happy with their job. You know, they're not happy with the car that they drive. Well, do something about it. It's not anybody else's problem that you're unhappy. You have to bring yourself out of that negative environment. Find what's causing the negativity, work to expel it, and love life.
Does your physical activity help you with that? So for me, I get up at 4:30 in the morning. I work out. Yes, I'm tired, but I'm also not okay when I haven't had physical exertion. Like Has that always been your experience? Talk to me about that and let the people know why it's so important to have an active physical exercise on a regular basis. Because if I don't get it, everybody around me is about to be unhappy.
You know, I'm the same way. I'm me and my wife's up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 7 days a week. You know, when you work out and you're doing physical activity, it's that dopamine rush. It's that rush of fulfillment. It's that feeling of you did something today. You accomplished a goal today. That exertion, the serotonin levels that come down from your brain actually making you feel good. Physical activity is good for the body. You know, if you can do just minor research on it, if you sit around all day, you're going to feel bad. Our bodies are not made to sit around and eat potato chips and drink soda and watch TV all day and not do anything. Your body craves physical stuff. Work out, play basketball, go for a walk, go hiking. There's, you know, the sun gives us vitamins. You know, if you're not getting it, your body is dwindling. So you're going to feel like crap. Hence, can put you in that negative environment and you're going to be a negative person.
Negative person. Listen, I went to, Mount Diablo in the Bay Area, Northern California, with a girlfriend of mine, and she's a Marine. She's crazy. Like, she's nuts. Every time she tells me, okay, we're just going to go 2 miles, it'd be like 5-7 miles. And I always agree, and I don't know why, but I digress. So we go up Mount Diablo, and we're hiking, right? And I'm to the point where I'm literally on my knees, like clawing my way up this hill. But I'm like, I'm not giving up. I'm going to make it up this hill. And this older gentleman, he was like an older Asian gentleman. He had to be like three times my age. I'm on my knees clawing my way up. This dude is standing straight up, just marching up the hill, looked at me and said hi and just kept going. And I was like, you know what? I mean, I was still clawing, but it was very inspirational to see that you can be much older. And if you've conditioned yourself, you've conditioned your body, your mind, your spirit, you can do anything. No, life is not fair, but we are what levels it out. We are what levels it out. So let the people know, first of all, thank you for being here, but please tell the people how they can get in touch with you, follow your journey, support you. They saw some of your website, give them the website address. Let the people know how Big Country can be accessible to them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my website is sgtbc.com. Instagram is sgtbigcountry. My link should be on my website address. You can send me messages on there. You know, if you need any help with working out or personal training, I can do in-person and online training. There's applications on my website. If you're somebody with a disability, I have a shirt on there that says my disabilities are my superpowers. I highly suggest that you get that just for yourself to feel like Superman. Use your disabilities to be Superman. I'm all over. Send me a message, look me up on Facebook, Instagram. It's always SGT Big Country. You can Google my name and I'm the first thing that pops up and it'll take you everywhere you need to go.
Okay. Before I let you out of here, where did Big Country come from?
So I'm from the Carolinas. My accent used to be very, very, very thick. So whenever I first left for the military, I was in Germany, first duty station, and about 90% of my company was from the north. And they've never heard that southern thick drawl. And everybody was just amazed. It was like they were watching a movie in person. And my motor sergeant was spitting image of Elmer Fudd. And he's like, you're one big country son of a And it just stuck because I was the tallest soldier in the brigade. And that's hundreds and hundreds of soldiers. So, you know, having that country accent and being the biggest guy in the room, it stuck.
I love that. Ms. Deborah Banks says, awesome, so inspiring. I'm going to take a walk today. No excuses.
Absolutely. You know what? Get out there. Set a goal for yourself. I'm gonna walk this far this day, and I'm going to walk this far next week and next month. And we'll all be that older man standing up tall, walking up that mountain.
Amen. Amen to that. Hey, please keep in touch. Definitely make sure that anything you want us to share or any way that you need support, you let us know. Because once you're a member of the Leaders and Learners family, you are always a part of the family. And we are happy to support you through your journey.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I really do appreciate it. And seriously, if anybody needs any help with working out and stuff like that, it's something that I really, really take into consideration. I love doing it. I love helping people reach the goals that they're setting for themselves, because when they get there, that smile don't ever leave.
Amen. I love it. All right, y'all. Thanks for being here. And until next time, we'll see ya.
Hey, thanks for showing up to the podcast where we all know that the best leaders are lifetime learners. When you get a sec, take a moment, leave a comment. What do you think about today's episode? And share it with someone that you know could use the gems that were dropped today. Follow and subscribe. You don't want to miss who's coming up next. You never know who could show up here and what they could say. For your professional needs, marketing, PR, communications, and leadership, make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Sand and Shores, or hit us up at sandandshores.com. Again, thanks so much for showing up. We appreciate you, and we'll see you soon.